This is Wade Breath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The latest Trump controversy involves him sharing secret intelligence gained by an ally with the Russians in a meeting with their foreign secretary and ambassador that had barred U.S. press involving ISIS, a bomb in a computer, and the city where it was being made, all of which could complicate the Syrian war with Russia as well. Former FBI chief under Bush and Obama, Robert Mueller, has been appointed special counsel by the Justice Department. 2016, the rate of mishandled air travel luggage worldwide was 5.73 per thousand bags, down from more than 12% from 2015, the lowest ever recorded. In a tactical surprise, conservative UK Prime Minister says that if elected, her party will protect workers in the gig economy, increase minimum wages, and guarantee a one-year unpaid leave for caring for sick relatives. She also says data will be published on racial disparities in pay, and there will be employee representation on company boards. A whistleblower suit now made public argues that UnitedHealthcare and dozens of other insurers gamed the Medicare Advantage program to add extra diagnoses for patients in order to overbill and pocket billions. A survey of local election results in 42 jurisdictions turned up a total of about 30 cases of suspected non-citizen voting last November out of 32 million votes. EPA has suspended decisions on a widely used chemical used in spraying fruit and vegetables that is shown to impact pregnant mothers and children. Legislation to protect independent contractors in New York City from wage theft has taken effect. The law, passed in 2016, requires any private sector employer who pays an independent contractor $800 or more to provide a written contract detailing expectations and compensation. If the agreement does not specify a payment date, companies must pay between 30 days of the work's completion or face fines, and businesses face additional penalties if they're found to retaliate or blacklist any worker for exercising their labor rights under the law. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.